So the precedent's out there.
16 people turned out to compare notes about municipal public works' eminent domain practices in Northwest Arkansas. Dawn Sparks co-organized the Eminent Domain Condemnation Public Forum. She and her family have lived on Cato Springs Road in South Fayetteville for 22 years. In June 2010, she received a letter from the city of Fayetteville with an offer to compensate her for 2,600 square feet of her land for a road expansion right-of-way and 1,000 square feet for utility easement, basically most of her front yard.
It was August 22nd. I'd worked all day long. I come home, and 67 feet of privacy hedges that had been there since the 80s was completely sawed down to the ground. My home was just standing out there in the middle going, hello. It was horrible.
She was reimbursed for damages to her landscape, fully compensated for the right-of-way, but received only a third of the value for the general utility easement. She still owns the land but cannot build or garden on it. And due to family illness, she didn't contest the offer.
So it was basically $1 a square foot versus, you know, $3 a square foot.
The city's not commenting on the issue because it's taking action against one of the Cato Springs Road residents. But Dawn Sparks and others at the forum agree the city ought to offer full fair market value for general utility easements undertaken for municipal public works projects. Landholders who decline the offer are served eminent domain condemnation notice. Most will then hire a lawyer, secure a certified appraisal, and typically settle. Those who don't are taken to municipal court. But that's rare. No valuation formula for general utility easements in Arkansas exists for cities to follow. At least one in Northwest Arkansas offers full value, others as little as 25% of current appraisal value. But Don Sparks says most property owners are typically confounded by all of the process.
I think that the city should be transparent and not so sneaky or conniving. Behind the citizens' back. We pay their salaries for them. They shouldn't treat us like they don't know anything.
The Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution grants the federal government the right to exercise eminent domain, but also mandates that compensation awarded must be fair to both the public, that's us taxpayers, as well as property owners. And the Arkansas Constitution Declaration of Rights, Article 2, Section 22, states that the right of property is before and higher than any constitutional sanction, and private property shall not be taken, appropriated, or damaged for public use without just compensation. But again, nowhere is it stipulated how to calculate just compensation, and while those with interest in eminent domain matters tend to have very strong opinions, says longtime Little Rock-based municipal planner Jim Von Tunglin, he offers one formula.
But the proper way that is to do an appraisal of the value of the property before the taking and the value of the property after the taking. The just compensation should be based on that differential. And that's a difficult concept sometimes for even beginner appraisers to understand. And, you know, as I say, that's a difficult concept sometimes to understand when people have emotional ties to property. It's been in the family for years, or they bought it in anticipation of using it a certain way. And, you know, that's a very complicated process. It's not something that local government enjoys doing. But, you know, we have to have sewer lines and water lines and fire stations and highways, and there's no other way to get them other than using that governmental power for eminent domain.
But until all cities in Arkansas are on the same page regarding this issue, local appraisers and eminent domain law firms will remain busy. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.